This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With less than a week remaining to respond, more than 95% of Colorado households have been counted in the 2020 census. Officials say door knockers are following up with households that have not responded. Crews on the Cameron Peak Fire in Larimer County are now working day and night. Wind has pushed the fire to more than 104,000 acres, so firefighters are using the cooler temperatures and calmer winds at night to try to make progress. But Corey Carlson with the fire operations team says some areas are too steep and rugged for crews to get to.
We do have increased wind out of the west northwest, so that's going to want to push this fire even more into an area where we don't really want it.
Those late day winds are expected for the rest of the week, increasing the chance that the fire will grow. Around 200 mountain bikers are set to race through Colorado Springs over the next several days. KRCC's Mike Purcell has more.
Cyclists will take to Colorado Springs paths in places like Palmer Park, Garden of the Gods, and Rampart Range Road, and will share up to $25,000 in cash prizes. Race organizers call the inaugural Pikes Peak Apex Mountain Bike Challenge demanding, but not overly technical. The four-day event is a project of the nonprofit Pikes Peak Outdoor Recreation Alliance, which works to strengthen the outdoor recreation industry in the region. A number of streets, trails, and parks will be impacted during the competition. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
Colorado Springs has highs today in the 80s, near 90 around Denver, and 70s in the mountains. This is CPR News.